the final way of embedding suggestions that you can practice, and there are an infinite variety of ways you can use, by the way, but the final way I'd like you to practice is to use your eye contact. It's a very subtle way to do this. This will be particularly useful when we come on to a later CD on the actual conversational inductions themselves, particularly the conscious and unconscious dissociation. Embedding suggestions with eye contact is actually quite straightforward. All you have to do is imagine that the right eye is the conscious mind and the left eyeball is the unconscious mind. Then as you talk to people normally, make sure you maintain eye contact by looking directly at the right eye. Every time you want to embed a suggestion, embed a word or a phrase, whilst you're speaking that word or that phrase, you flick over and look at the left eye. And as soon as you've finished the word or the actual phrase, you go back to looking at the right eye and carry on talking. Now, this is a very, very subtle way of embedding a suggestion because most people won't realize you're doing this. Most people won't even realize when you look from one eyeball to the other. But the unconscious mind will notice. It's a very powerful way to use eye contact in a normal conversation to embed a particular suggestion. As I said, it's also a very useful way of doing a indirect induction, a conversational induction. But we'll deal with that one more in a later CD when we cover the actual conversational inductions that you can use.